These sunburst diving beetles swimming around in a University of Cincinnati aquarium don't realize they have extra special eyes. Their keeper, Professor of Biological Sciences Dr. Elke Buschbeck, says they are the only bug to have a bifocal lens.
It allows them to use two different photoreceptive tissues at the same time to look at the same thing in the distance or at the same thing in the close by. They can see with one of the eyes, they can see more close up, and the other eye, they can see more further.
In fact, the sunburst diving beetle has 12 eyes, and each one has at least two retinas. Buschbeck and a graduate student were studying the front pair when they discovered the bifocal lens and other unique properties.
The eyes are different in actually all sort of ways. For once, they have multiple retinas. Retina is the part of tissue which is light sensitive. It's in the back of the eye. And so they have two thick layers or two different retinas. One sees green light, one sees UV light, so that's actually different from what we can do. They can see light in the spectrum that we cannot see.
But what Buschbeck says makes this especially interesting is the complexity and speed at which the eyes develop. In just 30 minutes to an hour, the bug made changes to its eyes as it went through the three larval stages. She thinks it may have something to do with osmotic pressure. Osmotic pressure is the force caused by a solution passing through a semi-permeable surface by osmosis.
And with the expansion of the body, now the eye needs to be bigger too. And so we found out that that happens within probably minutes to hours.
During this extremely rapid eye growth, the sunburst diving beetle temporarily goes blind. The lens is reformed quickly and vision is sharpened again. This takes about 8 hours. Buschbeck explains as soon as she can measure it, it has already grown. UC scientists feed and check on the bugs daily. Ones in the larva stage are kept in cups. Fully grown ones go into the aquarium. Buschbeck says the rapid eye expansion suggests a certain level of predetermined eye growth, but specific adjustments also could be made at the level of the lens, which takes longer to reform. Changes are being made to the bifocal lenses as well.
We think that it allows them to see quite a lot at the same time because it can see with those two different photoreceptive structures in the same time. So that's where it's really different from other insects or any other animal for that matter.
She thinks the sunburst beetle eyes are more like the eyes of a human, not the eyes of an insect. Studying the structure of these eyes can help doctors learn more about human eyes. The study is also helping to improve cameras. Buschbeck's research may aid in developing a special type of camera.
So those who are familiar with photography, it's always hard to have things in focus which is far away and which are close up. So using that insect's principles allows you to build a camera which can see distance and close at the same time. And that in a very small device, allowing to see a large visual field, so a large surrounding.
The National Science Foundation is funding Buschbeck's research on the sunburst diving beetle. There's an article in the Journal of Comparative Physiology A about its unique eyes. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.